McDonald Basketball is on the air. WOGO's coverage of the Max is brought to you by Northwestern Bank, White City Glass, Toys and Ford of Chippewa Falls, Johnson Roll-Off Service, TTM Technologies, by Quality Propane and Fuels, Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, Royal Credit Union, the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, Holly Bovey of Caldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors, the Check Law Office, Dave Check Attorney, and by Nicolay Bank. Also by Post Glass and Mirror of Chippewa Falls, Kurth Heating and Cooling, Wynn Family Dentistry, Chippewa Auto Body and Service, Chippewa Valley Technical College, Ashley Construction, Peterson Volker Funeral Chapel and Cremation Service, by Wirzgala Plumbing and Heating, Culver's of Lake Halley and Chippewa Falls, East Loken and Associates LLC Professional Land Surveying, Chippewa Valley Financial Services, and by Stelter Incorporated. Now, with the Max pregame show, here's your WOGO sports team, Caleb Swenson and Mark Maloney.
WOGO, go Max, your sports station.
Good evening and welcome to Ladysmith High School, home of the Lumberjacks, inside of this non-conference Division IV boys basketball game between your Chippewa Falls, McDonald Max, and the Lumberjacks of Ladysmith. I'm Caleb Swenson. I'll be joined later on in the broadcast by Mark Maloney. It's the Heart of the North against the Western Cloverbelt Conference. Two teams in Division IV that you never know may see one another again when all is said and done, and certainly a nice test for both of these squads tonight. Ladysmith out of the Heart of the North. They are 4-1 on the season. McDonald, 3-3 in the Western Cloverbelt Conference. They are 1-1, and again, tough conferences for both of these teams to come out of. McDonald last year fell a little bit shy of perhaps their regular standard, as they did not make a regional championship game, lost on the road at Spring Valley in a game we had for you here on WOGO Sports in a regional semifinal. Ladysmith on the other side did make it to a regional final, but fell by a single point to Unity, who fell to Cameron in a sectional semi. But this is a Ladysmith team that certainly feels like one got away from them last year. We'll talk with head coach Jason Lehman in a little bit, and again he mentioned maybe not necessarily the guys feeling like they finished this, but again, considering they have 19 years on this Ladysmith roster and were close to that sectional level last year, they certainly have designs not only on making a play for their conference title, but also making another deep run in the Division IV tournament. In the JV game right now, there's a minute 12 left to come back for Ladysmith after they were down late going in the first half. They now lead by 10, 51-41 over the McDonald JV, again with just a minute left. Last time these two teams tangled was on December 28th of last year, so just over a year ago. McDonald won that game in the Denny Laramie Holiday Classic, 52-43 in that game. Jordan Sikora led the way with 16 points for McDonald, Carson Galvez with 12, and Cooper Mittermeier with 11 points. On the other side, Logan Alberson for Ladysmith had 20. He has departed due to graduation, and so a big core returning for Ladysmith, but some of that scoring punch they've had to pick up on, and they certainly have with this 4-1 start to the season for head coach Jason Lehman. Again, just going back to the last time these two teams met, McDonald had a big edge on the glass, 35-22 in rebounds, and that helped overcome the fact that they committed 19 turnovers in that game. They were negative 10 in the turnover department, but again, that 13 rebound edge certainly helped, and also 15 of 21 from the foul line. Ladysmith attempted just 4 free throws in that game in Chippewa Falls late last December. McDonald, 21 free throw attempts and made 71% of them. They also hit 7 three-pointers, 37% from the field. This is a Ladysmith team that will try to bother you with pressure. They can shoot. Same thing with McDonald. Again, they can pressure, they can shoot, and really it may be a matter of who's able to make their style come alive here. McDonald, of course, on the road. They have not shied away from tough non-conference tests, and this will not be an easy one here tonight as well. Thank you to Carter Jager, our board operator and producer, back at the WOGO studios in Halley tonight. Again, looking at the last games for both of these two teams, Ladysmith has won 3 in a row, and again, 4 out of their first 5 games to start the season. They went on the road on Friday and defeated Spooner 73-64. On the other side for McDonald, they were at home on Friday, and after a couple straight losses, a game we had for you at UW-Stout in the Northwest Tip-Off Classic, where they really kind of let one get away from them against a tough Division III Prescott team and ended up losing that one in a close margin. They really took it on the chin going on the road to Regis, and that's the lone conference loss for McDonald. Regis, of course, many probably would expect them to be a player for a conference championship. Championship in the Western Clover Belt, but McDonald wants to put their name in the conversation as well. That game at Regis, a 59-39 loss for head coach Adam Schilling and the team. But again on Friday night, bounce back in a big, big way against the Buffaloes of Mondovi, 90-34, 90 points put up by McDonald. They had a 41-18 rebound advantage in that game. Only 7 turnovers as 11 different players scored. They were up 49-21 at the half over Mondovi, shot 56% from the field, 35 of 62. Only attempted 6 free throws in that game. They were 4 of 6, 67%. And going back to that free throw shooting that kind of made the difference, along with the rebounding differential the last time they played Ladysmith, free throw shooting has been a bit of an issue here for McDonald early on in the season. Only 55% from the free throw line, despite shooting 16 free throws per game. So getting to the line has been pretty productive for McDonald, but cashing in on those freebies has been a little bit of a work in progress. But again, on Friday night, in that 90-point effort, they hit 16 three-pointers as a team, 41% from the field. Again, as 11 different McDonald players scored. They were led by Cooper Mittermeier with 23 points. Great to have kind of a coming-out party for his senior season for Cooper. 7 of 12 from downtown was Cooper Mittermeier. And again, teams really keying in on him. He's on some of those WISSports.net watch lists as far as senior shooters in that game. Certainly a long-range threat all the time. And so to see Cooper have that kind of a performance, 7 of 12 from downtown, was really great, I'm sure, just to help him see more and more shots going in. And look out, Western Clover Belt Conference, if Cooper Mittermeier gets going along with the other scoring threats on this McDonald team. So 23 points for Cooper Mittermeier, his season high. Also, Dan Anderson, his season high with 11 points. Mason Bussey, the other max player, in double digits with 10 points and 6 rebounds. How about Grant Smisky, the senior coming off the bench, to shoot 3 of 3 from deep, 9 points, all from beyond the arc, added 4 assists as well in that 90-34 drubbing of Mondovi for the McDonald Max boys. The JV game has come to a close. 58-42, Ladysmith defends their home court in the JV match. Title card match coming up here on WOGO Sports. We'll step out, take a 2.5-minute break, and be back with our interviews with both head coaches, starting with head coach Jason Lehman of Ladysmith. It's the Lumberjacks and the Max here on WOGO Sports. Good to have you with us on 103.1 FM, AM 680, and WOGO.com. We're back in 2.5.
Building stronger kids, stronger families, and stronger communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, offering 3 full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week, and membership rates are among the lowest in the area. Find your community with group exercise classes, and the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their monthly Parents Night Out event, Family Fun Zone, and Child Watch Service. All free with your Y membership. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
Kicks it up on her blade. Lindstrom held
she
up.
Scores.
And she scores.
She scores on that.
Five hole. Tried to go down low. And a shot that goes in. Chi High scores. It is Jackson LeMay. Puts the first goal in for the Cards this season on the power play.
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
Save smarter and grow your funds faster with a certificate from Royal Credit Union. Royal's 4.25% 9-month certificate has no minimum opening balance and a locked-in rate for a guaranteed return at maturity. Open a 4.25% APY 9-month certificate at any Royal office or online at rcu.org/certificate-saver. Early withdrawal penalties could reduce earnings and principal. APY accurate as of 12/5/24, insured by NCUA.
Location. It's very important. But what happens when you can't get to the glass repair shop to fix your windshield? Call White City Glass. They'll come to you. It doesn't matter if you're in Abbotsford, Arcadia, Rice Lake, or Hudson, or any place in between. They've installed thousands of windshields in thousands of places for 50 years. They know what they're doing. It's your car. It's your choice. Tell your insurance company you insist on White City Glass.
White City Glass.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toyson Ford.
Welcome back to McDonald Max Pregame on WOGO Sports 103.1 FM AM 680 and WOGO.com. Big non-conference game tonight between the Ladysmith Lumberjacks and your McDonald Central Max, here with head coach Jason Lehman of Ladysmith. And coach, this is a McDonald team that you saw last year. A lot of the same group you have returning. Of course, Logan Alberson, who I believe had 20 in that game, a big loss. But when you look at this team, these guys have played a lot of basketball together. I remember you mentioning that.
Yeah they have. You know, some of them play, you know, four of the five starters play AAU, and actually five of our starters played AAU a couple years ago at one time. So these, you know, our starters and, you know, the first couple off the bench have played a lot of years of basketball together, you know, because we do have nine seniors and eight of which are four-year players, you know. So the ability to play together has only increased their ability to work together on the floor.
Coach, when you look at this year's senior class, of course, you guys were within a bucket of getting to the sectional level last year. Is it kind of an unfinished business mindset?
It is and it isn't. You know, we look back at that game, and that one still stings a little bit, knowing, you know, we were up with, you know, 12 seconds left or whatever it was, and then we tipped the ball, and it went right to them, and they got a layup, you know. So, you know, things fell the way they did, and, you know, we're just trying to get better with each and every practice and each and every game, and, you know, trying to, you know, once playoffs come, you know, then we'll see.
Coach, when you look at McDonald, of course, you both play in tough conferences that hopefully prepare you well for that Division IV tournament. What do you hope to get out of a non-conference game like this, a team that potentially you could see again?
You know, like you say, you want to play good competition, and it only bolsters your ability to play better, and, you know, each and every night. And so it's always good to play teams that are very well coached and have a lot of good players. You know, they sort of resemble us, you know, ability to shoot the three-point shot. They get up and down the floor. You know, Coach Schilling does a great job throwing different things at you, so you always have to kind of be prepared and for just about anything.
Well, Coach, we appreciate your time. Good to see you again, and best of luck to you and the Lumberjacks tonight and the rest of the way.
All right. Thank you very much.
That's head coach Jason Lehman as McDonald pregame continues live from Ladysmith on WOGO Sports.
There are a lot of things in your home that can make the holidays not so happy.
Help? Hello?
Mom, why is it so cold in here?
But don't panic. Call Wurzgala Plumbing and Heating at 839-0707 or wurzgala.com. Day or night, Wurzgala is here for you and your family. Wishing you a joyful holiday season. Your friends at Wurzgala Plumbing and Heating.
Only the best. That's what you get from Stelter Incorporated and the concrete they provide. For three generations, Stelter Incorporated has been helping turn people's dreams into reality with the highest quality ready-mix concrete tested every day. Stelter mines and processes the aggregates themselves, and their fleet of dump trucks and drivers are here to serve you. Expect the best. That's what you'll get from Stelter. Stelter Incorporated, online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Whether it's in education, business, or athletics, being part of a team is something truly special. This is Jamie Liebrandt, Market President at Northwestern Bank, and every day our team is here for you, for your family, your business, and your community. At Northwestern Bank, you'll find all the technology and services of big banks, but in a personal setting that shows that people are what we value most. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
For the last four decades, Post Glass and Mirror has stood by their community for commercial, home, and auto glass. And this community has stood by them as well. Post Glass and Mirror is truly thankful for every opportunity to serve you. From that fogged window or chip in your windshield to custom store fronts and shower doors, no business can exist without customers. And at Post Glass and Mirror, they're beyond grateful for each and every one of you. So from Dan, Derek, and the Post Glass and Mirror family, thank you and warmest wishes for the Christmas season and the new year to come.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency. And we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
Welcome back to Max Basketball Pregame on WOGO 103.1 FM AM 680 and WOGO.com. We're here at Ladysmith High School, home of the Lumberjacks, for this non-conference game between two Division IV teams in McDonald and Ladysmith, here with head coach Adam Schilling of McDonald. And coach, this is a Ladysmith team that came within a bucket of getting to the sectionals in Division IV last year. You played them at your place and won, but they bring back most of what they had last year. And these are some young men who played a lot of ball together. I know you see them in the summer as well.
Yeah, they got a really good group. They're well coached. I think they've been playing together for quite a while, so there's a lot of good chemistry. They kind of know what everybody's going to be doing when they're on the floor. So communication will be really important for us, and just hopefully we can compete at a high level.
With the start that they've had this year, what do you see on tape, on film, that they're doing well so far?
They shoot the ball well. They're pretty balanced in offense. They got three guys that are right around 15 games of points a game or more. Then they got some role players that know their roles very well. So they just play really well as a group. Their defense creates a lot of turnovers, so we have to make sure we can take care of the ball.
Coach, you had a 90-point offensive output against Mondovi, but before that, a couple got away from you, including a game we had at UW-Stout, that Prescott game, where I'm guessing you and the guys came away from that thinking, hey, we kind of had it in our grasp and let it get away. If it's another tight game like that today, do you feel like this team is understanding what they need to do to finish?
I think so. I mean, we got to make free throws. That's a big part of the close games. So that's one thing we've been working on. And then just execution-wise, we got to make sure we're, you know, kind of understanding what we're trying to do on offense. I'm hoping that's getting better. But, yeah, I think we'll play in a lot of tight games this year, and we got to play better in those situations.
You speak of those tight games, Coach. Going into the heart of the conference schedule, again, you've tested yourself non-conference, but it seems like it's going to get even tougher in the Clover Belt. So what's the next step that you want to see the team take tonight, but also, again, in December and January?
I think just consistency with their, you know, their attention to details. I think that's one thing that we talked about after a couple of our losses, just our attention to detail is not there. So they took ownership of that, and they tried to respond well the other night, and now we got to do it again against a good team.
Coach, we're looking forward to it. We'll talk to you afterward.
Great. Thank you for coming.
Head coach Adam Schilling here. Max pregame on WOGO live at Ladysmith, 103.1 FM, AM 680, and WOGO.com.
The Y, where your membership comes with an entire community. Now with three full-service membership branches in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley membership rates are among the lowest in the area. Child Watch, monthly Parents' Night Out events, family fun zones, group exercise classes, including yoga, and much more are all free with your YMCA membership. Learn more about the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley at www.ymca-cv.org.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
Kicks it up on her. Blaine Lindstrom held
she
up.
Scores.
Did she score?
She scores
it
on that.
Five hole. Tried to go down low. And a shot that goes in. Chi High scores. It is Jackson LeMay. Puts the first goal in for the Cards this season on the power play.
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
Save smarter and grow your funds faster with a certificate from Royal Credit Union. Royal's 4.25% 9-month certificate has no minimum opening balance and a locked-in rate for a guaranteed return at maturity. Open a 4.25% APY 9-month certificate at any Royal office or online at rcu.org/certificate-saver. Early withdrawal penalties could reduce earnings and principal. APY accurate as of 12/5/24, insured by NCUA.
To help simplify life, people are looking to their homes for more comfort and enjoyment. New home builders as well as remodelers are completing their bathroom projects in style with luxury shower doors from White City Glass. 3/8 or half-inch shower doors from White City Glass offer a quality that is evident, making shower time more relaxing any day of the week. Are you ready for luxury, style, and relaxation? Make the right choice for your shower doors. See White City Glass today.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
Welcome back to Max Pregame on WOGO Halley, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. Caleb Swenson live from Ladysmith High School. Western Cloverbelt versus Heart of the North Conference boys basketball. Carter Jager, our board operator and producer at the WOGO home base in Halley. Mark Maloney going to be joining us a little bit later on in the broadcast as he works double duty yet again, reffing and then coming up here to Ladysmith. We appreciate Mark so much. Well, we'll take a look at both of these teams' stat-wise comparison before taking one final break and heading into those starting lineups. But first, the Toys and Ford keys to the game. You'll find a friend at Toys and Ford in Chippewa Falls. Sans Mark Maloney, I think the honor's mine here for the Toys and Ford key or keys to the game. And when you look at this McDonald team, obviously you'd hope that they could continue the hot shooting that they had on their home floor, hitting 16 three-pointers on Friday night. But when you look at this Ladysmith team, what they want to do, certainly they want to speed you up. They want to force turnovers. They want to get out and transition. They want to knock down some threes as well. But I think they really want to spark things with their defensive pressure. And so for McDonald to keep the turnovers low, I think is an absolute key for this game and get those free throw attempts up there. McDonald, again, we mentioned averaging 16 free throw attempts per game. Ladysmith actually averaging over 21 attempts per game, but the Max only hitting 55% of those free throws. And when you look at what Ladysmith will probably try to do, again, going after the turnovers, they're very adept at that too, but also you can get your hand caught in the cookie jar from time to time. And so if McDonald's able to get the fouls up a little bit in this game, earn those trips to the line, they've got to capitalize on them. So not turning the ball over and making good on your opportunities at the charity stripe would be my Toys and Ford keys to the game. Again, the keys to the game brought to you by the dealer where you'll always find a friend, Toys and Ford in Chippewa Falls. Stats look like this for McDonald. They shoot 45% from the field. Ladysmith, 46%. Again, we mentioned the free throw attempts. McDonald, 16 per game. Ladysmith, just over 21 per game. But the difference in the percentage, McDonald hitting 55% of their free throws, 66% from the foul line for Ladysmith. Very similar in three-point shooting in terms of makes per game. Both teams making about 7 per game, but Ladysmith shooting 36% from downtown, McDonald 30%. 31.3 rebounds per game for the Max, 31 per game for Ladysmith. And again, as we mentioned the last time these two teams tangled, McDonald had a plus 13 on the glass, and they're certainly going to need to repeat that here tonight. 15.6 assists per game for Ladysmith. On the McDonald side, 12.7 assists per game. McDonald's turning the ball over 12.2 times per game. Ladysmith, 11.6 times per game. Almost 11 steals per game for the Ladysmith Lumberjacks, 7.5 for McDonald. And 2.8 blocks per game for the Lumberjacks as well. Again, they are an athletic team, a team that's played a lot of basketball, and they buy in defensively. We're looking forward to this one very much. We'll step out and get you the starting lineups coming up in just a few moments. Again, it's the Ladysmith Lumberjacks against your McDonald Central Max. Ladysmith 4-1 on the season. They have won 3 in a row. They're out of the Heart of the North Conference. McDonald 3-3 on the season. Their winning streak at 1 right now. They are 1-1 in the Western Cloverbelt. We'll step out and be back after this with those starting lineups and your game time. It's Max Basketball on the road at Ladysmith on WOGO Sports. Back after this.
Here's what customers are saying about Wurzgalla Plumbing and Heating.
We've used Wurzgalla for plumbing and HVAC for decades. They're the only ones we trust.
Wurzgalla did a fabulous job with my plumbing project. Highly recommend.
They do a great job every time, and they're prompt even in the dead of winter.
Wurzgalla Plumbing and Heating would love to earn your trust as well. From that leaky faucet to installing a new furnace or an entire bathroom or kitchen remodel. Free estimates. Call 839-0707 or go to wurzgalla.com.
Only the best. That's what you get from Stelter Incorporated and the concrete they provide. For 3 generations, Stelter Incorporated has been helping turn people's dreams into reality with the highest quality ready-mix concrete tested every day. Stelter mines and processes the aggregates themselves, and their fleet of dump trucks and drivers are here to serve you. Expect the best. That's what you'll get from Stelter. Stelter Incorporated, online at stelterincorporated.com.
Whether it's in education, business, or athletics, being part of a team is something truly special. This is Jamie Liebrandt, Market President at Northwestern Bank, and every day our team is here for you, for your family, your business, and your community. At Northwestern Bank, you'll find all the technology and services of big banks, but in a personal setting that shows that people are what we value most. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
For the last four decades, Post Glass and Mirror has stood by their community for commercial, home, and auto glass. And this community has stood by them as well. Post Glass and Mirror is truly thankful for every opportunity to serve you. From that fogged window or chip in your windshield to custom storefronts and shower doors. No business can exist without customers. And at Post Glass and Mirror, they're beyond grateful for each and every one of you. So from Dan, Derek, and the Post Glass and Mirror family, thank you and warmest wishes for the Christmas season and the new year to come.
It's time for basketball on WOGO. Hallie Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. Caleb Swenson soon to be joined by Mark Maloney here at Ladysmith High School. Beautiful gymnasium here in Ladysmith, and we thank our hosts. We've got a great vantage point here. As McDonald being introduced, they'll start out with Cooper Mittermeier, their co-leading scorer, 5'11", senior, averaging 10.5 points. Also leads the team in assists at 3.2 per game. He had a 23-point outburst on Friday night, including 7 of 12 from 3 against Bon Jovi. Jordan Sikora, 6'4", senior, forward, 7.7 points per game, 4.7 rebounds. Carson Galvez, a do-everything junior, 6'4", number 33, 9.2 points per game, 4 rebounds, 1.7 steals as well. Cale Holm, co-leading scorer, the 5'10", junior guard, number 34, 10.5 points per game, 1.8 rebounds, 1.7 steals. And Mason Bussey rounds up the starting five for head coach Adam Schilling. He's a 6'5", junior, number 44, 3.2 points per game, leads the team at 8.3 rebounds. Now for the home team, the Ladysmith Lumberjacks, under the direction of head coach Jason Lehman. 6'2", senior Timmy Melts, one of nine seniors, their leading scorer, 20.6 points, 7.2 rebounds, number three. 6'3", senior number four, Andrew Lehman, 18.2 points per game, second on the team. He's hit 13 threes. That's tops on the team. Braden Little, 6'2", senior number five, 14.8 points per game and 4.8 assists. Manny Moore, 5'8", senior sophomore, number 10, 2.2 points, 2.2 rebounds. And Lewis Zimmer, the 6-foot senior, number 32, rounds out the starting five, 4.2 points, 4.6 rebounds. As you notice, five seniors, five of the nine on this roster for head coach Jason Lehman. This is an experienced Ladysmith squad that, again, fell just shy of the sectional level last year. Ladysmith in their home uniforms, white numerals. White tops, white bottoms, rather the purple numerals and the gold piping. McDonald resplendent in the new traveling road uniforms. As Ladysmith wins the tap and immediately attacks down the left side of the lane, Braden Little, an uncontested layup. Max in the black uniforms, tops and bottoms. The royal blue numerals and lettering and the gold piping and outlines. Dark blue on the sides of the tanks and shorts as well. 2-0 Ladysmith. As we begin here on the road, the home of the Lumberjacks. Jordan Sikora has it knocked away from him by Andrew Lehman. We'll shoot it over to Cale Holm. Holm on the left wing. Checked by Braden Little. Little, an outstanding receiver for the Ladysmith football team. Jordan Sikora takes it down to the left block. Knocked away from him. Loose ball on the floor. Mason Bussey diving for it. Collided with Manny Moore. And that's the first whistle of the game and a foul on McDonald. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter and proud to support local athletics. Northwestern Bank. As we mentioned, the Toyson Ford keys to the game. Ladysmith that time, a double, maybe even a triple team on Jordan Sikora. They hack at the ball, were able to get it loose without a foul call as McDonald coming out in a 2-3 zone against the Lumberjacks. Pass slid along the baseline. Kick out for a jumper from 10 feet, no good. Rebound bats through a couple pairs of hands, and McDonald ends up with the basketball after Zimmer with the miss. Cale Holm, kick out Jordan Sikora, extra pass. Cooper Mittermeier in rhythm for three. Rims in and out, long rebound knocked out to Cale Holm. Right corner, spots up for three, swish. Cale Holm starting out with a bang and gives McDonald their first lead of the night, 3-2. And the offensive rebound, we mentioned the importance of cleaning the glass for McDonald. Pass along the baseline, thrown off the shoe of Mason Bussey. Could have been his shoe, could have been his shin, but they're going to call a kick. And so the ball will stay here with Ladysmith. Braden Little will inbound for the Lumberjacks. They trail 3-2 with 16:36 to go here in the first half. Inbounds to Manny Moore, the 5'8 senior, drops it back out to Timmy Meltz. Meltz up top, checked by Cooper Mittermeier and Cale Holm, looking for the trap there. Meltz holding, whips it across the floor to Braden Little. Drops it down, baseline, off the glass, no good. And rebound to Cooper Mittermeier. Jordan Sikora in transition, flips it over to Carson Galvez. Back out to Jordan up top, left of the circle, right side Cale Holm. Cale being guarded by Andrew Lehman. Dribbles it back up top between the wheels to reset the offense for McDonald. Cooper Mittermeier now on the right wing. Back to Cale Holm. Holm in rhythm for another three. That one robbed, rattled in and out. Offensive rebound and a whistle and a foul. And actually, I'm sorry, they're going to get that one on Carson Galvez. I thought he grabbed the rebound and then was fouled, but they will call the foul on McDonald. So that's the first on Carson, second on the team. It remains 3-2 McDonald. Braden Little across the timeline, high post entry feed to Lewis Zimmer. Right back to Little. Little up top, swings the left side, Timmy Meltz. Meltz drops down at the elbow, out to Manny Moore. Jump stop, flips it down to Zimmer. Zimmer cuts hard to the hoop and scores. Good work there between Moore and Zimmer. A couple of the role players for this Lumberjacks team. They lead 4-3. Jordan Sikora up top at the foul line. Steps back for a deep three, splashed it. Jordan Sikora makes it 6-4, McDonald. Feet on the right side for Andrew Lehman along the baseline. Bounce pass taken back out by Manny Moore at the left elbow. His pass knocked away. Quick hands by Cale Holm to Cooper Mittermeier. Back to Holm in transition. Run out. Layup good. 5 points for Cale Holm. 8-4 McDonald. Down the lane is Meltz. High off the glass. Too strong. Rebound batted into the corner by Bussey. And Cooper Mittermeier retrieves it. Long pass ahead to Cale Holm. Left corner for another three. No. Off the front of the rim. Rebound to Braden Little. Little left wing outside the arc. Up top, Lewis Zimmer. McDonald's doubled up on Ladysmith very early going here, 8-4. Long cross-court pass. Pull up for a 10-foot jumper. That one rattles in and out for Andrew Lehman. Offensive rebound kick out to Braden Little. Little with a runner off the glass from 10 feet. He has 4 points. The McDonald lead is trimmed to a single bucket, 8-6. Right side, Jordan Sikora outside the arc in front of the Ladysmith student section. High post feed, gets it back. Sikora up top to Cale Holm. Holm directing traffic from the left wing up top, Cooper Mittermeier. Cooper a bounce back to Cale Holm, gives it right back to Cooper. Junior to senior, Mittermeier up top. Working a left-handed dribble, finds Jordan Sikora high on the right. Mason Bussey trying to post up on Zimmer. Flip to Cooper Mittermeier. Left wing three off the side of the rim. Rebound tracked down in the corner by Braden Little. Manny Moore, push ahead, Timmy Meltz. Meltz into the right corner, that's Lehman. Lehman with a runner over the top of Bussey, rattles in. Tie game. 8-8. The 13:40 and counting. First half here at Ladysmith. Good to have you with us on WOGO. Cooper Mittermeier up top, working off a screen from Mason Bussey. Kick to the corner. Left side, Cale Holm. Holm up top, back to Jordan Sikora near that L logo at midcourt. Right side, Cooper Mittermeier drops down. Mason Bussey, good entry, and Bussey is fouled, and he will go to the line after tying his shoe and will shoot two. At Wynn Family Dentistry, Dr. Daniel Wynn, Dr. Annie McLaughlin, and their team are ready to serve you on County Highway I and Chippewa Falls. Read testimonials on the Wynn Family Dentistry Facebook page. Mason Bussey trying to break this 8-8 tie. First free throw comes up short. Whether you're a contractor, business owner, or just looking to make some home improvements, H&R Electric is your solution. Call them at 715-723-2977. That's 723-2977. H&R Electric, proud to back the Mavs. Second free throw, no good. Rebound, Zimmer falling to the floor. Flips it ahead to Timmy Meltz. And Ladysmith with a chance to regain the lead. 8-8, 13:15 to go here first half. Moore up top, swings right side, Andrew Lehman. Lehman throws it away. Sikora has his pocket pick, but gets it back. Bussey to Cale Holm. Holm is hammered from behind, and that should even the team fouls at two apiece. With 13:05 remaining. McDonald inbound underneath the hoop. Fouls on the ground. That is the second on Braden Little. So one of the starters for Ladysmith has picked up two quick ones. Hasn't been subbed out yet. Cale Holm off the inbounds for a three. Rattles in and out. Mason Bussey couldn't quite fight down the rebound. Braden Little across the timeline. Shoots a pass to Timmy Mills. Alley-oop. Lays it off the glass for two. That's the first points for Timmy Melts. Showed off the athleticism and the bounce there. 10-8 Ladysmith. Secor up top between the circles. Jordan Secor right side, Cooper Mittermeier. Back to Jordan left wing. At the left elbow extended up top, Carson Galvez. Right side, Cale Holm. Holm backtracking with the dribble. Has those fluorescent kind of lime green and yellow shoes. Cale flips over to Carson Galvez. Right side, Jordan Secor, the senior. Up top, Cale Holm, the junior. Right back to Jordan. Switch over to the left corner. Cooper Mittermeier driving in hard. In traffic, high off the window and good. Cooper Mittermeier faked the three that time. Tied the game for his first points of the season. Or excuse me, of the night. Now Mittermeier whistled for a foul on the other side as Nathan Hazel and Grant Smisky will come to the game for Mason Bussey and Cale Holm. Grant Smisky, of course, was 3-for-3 from downtown on Friday night. The 5'10 senior, number one, 4 points per game, 2.2 assists. That's second on the team, 2.7 rebounds. Nathan Hazel, the 6'3 sophomore, number 22, 4.7 points and 2.2 rebounds. Stands at 6'3. 10-10 our score. Ladysmith with the basketball moving left to right here in the opening half. And a throwaway by the Lumberjacks. Unforced errors. Lehman is looking for someone zigging and they zagged. Hazel will inbound to Grant Smisky. Smisky gets the call from the McDonald bench and Coach Adam Schilling takes it across that L logo at midcourt. Grant left side, Cooper Mittermeier. Drops it down to Carson Galvez. He has it just taken away from him by Andrew Lehman. No foul is... I guess they're going to say they both had equal right to that ball as bodies collided in the paint. Steal right back by McDonald. Jordan Secora. Push ahead to Cooper Mittermeier. Drops off to Grant Smisky, and Smisky's going to have to take it back out. Smisky throws it into the Ladysmith bench. He was looking for Carson Galvez, and Carson was starting a cut. So a few unforced errors here for both sides. 11:26 to go, 10-10 our score. Stelter Inc. works every day to bring you the absolute highest quality and longest-lasting concrete with a fleet of dump trucks and drivers at your service. Three generations of turning dreams into reality and always proud to support local sports. Visit StelterIncorporated.com. Eli Stepp comes into the game, the 5'11 junior, number two, 4.8 points per game. Carson Galvez takes the seat. Zimmer at the right block. Holding, flips back out to Andrew Lehman. Up top, Timmy Melts, the leading scorer. He has 2 points, averages almost 21 per game for Ladysmith. Drive down the left side of the lane, up and in for two, Braden Little. He's playing with those two fouls. He has 6 points. You can see why Coach Lehman doesn't want to take him off the floor. 12-10, McDonald. Grant Smisky up top to Nathan Hazel, the sophomore. Right side back to Smisky in the corner, checked by Zimmer. Up top, Eli Stepp finds Cooper Mittermeier to Hazel in the left corner. Hazel driving left baseline, doubled out to Jordan Secor. Thought about a three, thought better of it. Grant Smisky up top. Cooper Mittermeier rotates to Eli Stepp. Ball fake. Stepp flips to Hazel. Hazel driving down the left side of the lane. Dumps off to Secor, out to Eli Stepp. Wide open for three. Back rim, no. Long rebound, tracked down, and knocked out of bounds off of Ladysmith to McDonald. White City Glass salutes all the hardworking athletes for all your windshield glass and garage door needs. Call White City Glass of Chippewa Falls, proud sponsor of Chi High and McDonald Athletics on WOGO for over 3 decades. White City Glass, a salute from Dale and the crew to all the hardworking athletes. Dane Prohaska checks in, 6 foot senior. Again, another senior for Ladysmith. They are a veteran squad. 12-10, Ladysmith leads. McDonald with the basketball, right to left here in the first half. Hazel on the left wing, jabbing. Leaves for Cooper Mittermeier. Mittermeier up top, finds Grant Smisky. Smisky probing at the foul line. Flips back to Cooper Mittermeier, senior to senior. Mittermeier between the wheels. Under 10 minutes to go, first half. McDonald down by a bucket, 12-10. Right side, Nathan Hazel looking to the post. Nothing there. Grant Smisky right wing. Good defensive possession so far for Ladysmith. Nathan Hazel driving down the lane. Kick out Cooper Mittermeier. Corner pocket three. Left side comes up short. Big collision with Eli Stepp along the baseline as he collided with Prohaska. Out of bounds to the Ladysmith Lumberjacks. Eli got up on that one. Well, it's time. Time to call Rizgala Plumbing and Heating for that long overdue bathroom remodel. Treat yourself to a walk-in shower, maybe a jacuzzi, or finally add that extra bathroom that you've just been doing without. Call Rizgala Plumbing and Heating for a free estimate, 839-0707, 839-0707. Roarsgala.com. A steal by Eli Step up top. Step on the run. One-on-one. Right block extended. Flips it over to Grant Smiski in the left corner. New entrant into the game, Ashton Clark, 6'1", junior for Ladysmith. Sikora up top. McDonald remains down by two. 12-10, Ladysmith. Almost to the halfway point of the first half. Hazel drives in hard. Took some contact. No call. They'll say a clean block is Step. Almost knocks it loose in the backcourt. In fact, he does from Braden Little, but Little able to retrieve it with some help from Ashton Clark. Lehman driving baseline on Hazel. Picks it up top. Almost a steal by McDonald. Now a steal by Cooper Mittermeier. Mittermeier wide open down the lane. Layup good. Timeout on the floor with 8:47 to play. We are knotted at 12 apiece. We'll step out and be back in 30 seconds. This is McDonald Basketball on WOGO Sports.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency. And we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
Welcome back to McDonald Basketball on WOGO. Caleb Swenson on the road with you at Ladysmith. Mark Maloney joining us shortly. McDonald and Ladysmith tied at 12 apiece. The Lumberjacks with the basketball. Up top, Ashton Clark. Eli Step knocks it away from him. Step on the floor. Tied up and timeout taken by head coach Adam Schilling. Eli Step has been all over the floor. The junior making his presence felt. We'll keep it here on WOGO to remind you that Attention Max alumni, parents, and friends, going on right now, the 10 for 10 days of giving. Every dollar you donate to McDonald Area Catholic Schools by December 31st, by the end of the year, will be matched $1 for $1 up to $150,000. Gifts made up to $50,000 will be matched in memory of Brian Wargernice, class of 88, with the remaining match provided by an anonymous alumnus. Your gift provides a silent scholarship for every student and helps carry on A.B. McDonald's vision of accessible Catholic education. Double your impact. Transform lives. Give today. Visit McDonaldAreaCatholicSchools.org to donate now. Together, we can make a difference. And as always, go Max. 8:35 remaining in the first half. Cale Holm inbounds to Grant Smiski. Nathan Hazel, Eli Step, Carson Galvez on the floor for head coach Adam Schilling. This team knotted in a 12-all game with the Lumberjacks. Non-conference between the Western Clover Belt and the heart of the North. Grant Smiski left wing outside the arc. Calling for some spacing. Puts it on the floor with the left hand. Shoots it back up top. Now to Carson Galvez from Cale Holm. Gives him a little slip screen. Galvez has it knocked away by Lehman. Back to Cale Holm in the right corner. Long cross-court skip. Eli Step in the left corner. Step to Grant Smiski. McDonald with Nathan Hazel. Hand off to Cale Holm. Holm has 5 points. Five of McDonald's 12. Right side, Carson Galvez. Jab step, pulls up for three, drained it. Smooth stroke for Carson Galvez for his first points. McDonald leads 15-12. Left side, Braden Little, who again is playing with those three fouls. Timmy melts up top. Melts against Cale Holm. Right side, Dane Prohaska. Up top to Braden Little, swings to Melts left wing. Cale Holm right in his face. Little jabbing right side. Little just inside the free throw line. Scoops one in with the right hand using the extension. Braden Little has 8 points. He averages 15 per game. Pulls Ladysmith within a bucket, 15-14. Grant Smiski gets by his man to Cale Holm, falling away for a three. Right corner, no. Nathan Hazel and Eli Step both had the basketball, and the travel is called. Two guys from the same team fighting for it there. Otherwise, it would have been an offensive rebound for the Max. Love the effort, but again, the execution not quite there. And a few phases here tonight for McDonald. They're getting there. Substitution, so now the five on the floor. Cooper Mittermeier, Cale Holm, Eli Stepp, Mason Bussey, and Jordan Sikora. As Carson Galvez will check back in shortly. Still a 2-3 zone look for head coach Adam Schilling. 15-14 McDonald. Under 7 to go first half. Timmy Melts driving baseline. Runner, no. Rebound fought for along the baseline. Saved by Jordan Sikora, but Bussey knocked it out of bounds. And again, Sikora was not quite able to get into easy grasp for Mason Bussey, who couldn't quite handle it. Eli Stepp checks out, Carson Galvez back in. Inbounds to Zimmer. Zimmer against Bussey. Scoots it over to Lehman, right wing. Up top to Mimelts. High post entry feed to Zimmer. Zimmer finds a cutter along the baseline, high off the glass. No, Mason Bussey snaps down that rebound. Outlet, push ahead, and a steal as Cooper Mittermeier threw it to Braden Little. Little with the interception. Beautiful no-look bounce pass down low. Ashton Clark says thank you very much, and Ladysmith has retaken the lead 16-15. Carson Galvez down the right side of the lane. High off the glass. Hoop and harm for Carson. He'll go to the line for an end one. That's a much-needed play for McDonald as they've, again, just been a little bit back and forth. You're with a tough Ladysmith team, but after the Lumberjacks retake the lead, Carson gives it back to McDonald, now can extend it, and he will. Perfect free throw for Carson Galvez, and it's 18-16 for McDonald. Galvez unofficially with 6 points by our tally. Left side feed to Meltz, short corner. Gives it back to Meltz and Braden Little up top. Meltz to Little, Lehman right wing. Finds Timmy Meltz just outside the arc. Mason Bussey closes out on him. Timmy Meltz, the senior, will drop down to Zimmer. Good ball movement. Kick out. Ashton Clark for three. Good. Left wing triple for Ashton Clark. Seesaw is the best descriptor for this game as we go back and forth. Another lead change, 19-18. McDonald now trails by one. Cale Holm right corner. Ashton Clark comes out on him. Jordan Secor up top, right side Cale Holm. Holm drops down to Mason Bussey, knocked away by Andrew Lehman. They couldn't get the pass to Bussey on the entry. Clark left wing. 1 point ball game, 5:10 to go first half. Right side Braden Little shoots it into the paint, dangerous pass. Kick out to the right corner, back up top Little. He's played clean with those two fouls after picking him up pretty early in this half. Meltz with a runner, good. 3 point lead for Ladysmith as Meltz has four, 21-18. Secor up top to Cooper Mittermeier. Mittermeier drops it to Jordan Secor, left wing. Jordan surveying, high post feed, Carson Galvez back to Cooper Mittermeier, back up top Carson. Galvez splits a couple defenders, now hits the brakes. Out to Cooper Mittermeier, gives him a screen, back to Carson straight on, straddling the arc. Backing his man down in the lane, kick out, offensive foul called on Carson Galvez. McDonald Area Catholic Schools, safe, faith-based, quality education. Witness the McDonald difference. Schedule your visit today at McDonaldAreaCatholicSchools.org. That's McDonaldAreaCatholicSchools.org. And that is the second foul on Carson Galvez. I would respectfully disagree with that call, but I guess I am a homer. Zimmer, nice bounce pass down low, high off the glass. No one picked up Manny Moore. He cuts along the baseline and gives Ladysmith a 5-point edge, 23-18. Jordan Secor up top with 4:12 to go. Goes behind his back on the foul line. Kick out Cale Holm. Holm thought better of the three. Pulls up from 16 instead. Tough shot. Mason Bussey, offensive rebound. Carson Galvez wide open for three. Left wing back rimmed it. Rebound pulled in by Timmy Meltz. Lehman with a full head of steam. Kick into the corner, wide open three, Braden Little, no, long rebound for McDonald, they've got numbers, push ahead to Cale Holm, Holm down the right side of the lane, hangs in the air, high off the glass and scores, athletic move there by Cale Holm, with a leaping Ladysmith defender in front of him, and now Ladysmith almost throws it out of bounds, quick touch by McDonald, and Carson Galvez is going to be subbed out here with those two fouls. Eli Stepp and Grant Smisky in, Mason Bussey also gets a breather, 3:42 to play first half here on WOGO. 23-20, Ladysmith, the home team, with the edge and the basketball. Inbounds to Zimmer at the right elbow. Up top, Manny Moore. Kicking to the left corner. Good look at a three. That one rims in and out for Andrew Lehman. Rebound to Eli Stepp of the Mavs. Shoots to Jordan Secor. Left block extended. Grant Smisky in the left corner. Smisky driving baseline to Cale Holm. Extra pass, Cooper Mittermeier. They work around to Jordan Secor. Left corner three, front rim no. Great ball movement by the Mavs. Shot just went fall. Shot blocked in the lane. Grant Smisky actually knocked it away from Braden Little on the way to the hoop. And speaking of tipped passes, Little returns the favor, tips it off of Grant Smisky's hands, and out of bounds. Well, Stelter Inc. works every day to bring you the absolute highest quality and longest lasting concrete with a fleet of dump trucks and drivers at your service. Three generations of turning dreams into reality and always proud to support local sports. Visit StelterIncorporated.com. That's StelterIncorporated.com. Under three to go. Ashton Clark driving down the right side of the lane. Blocked by Jordan Sikora on the way to the hoop. Grant Smiski clears the rebound. Smiski to Sikora across the timeline. Sikora driving in hard. Down the lane. Layup, no. Finger roll would not go. 2:46 left. Dane Brohaska left side. Leaves it for Timmy Meltz. Meltz loves that runner along the baseline. Too strong offensive rebound. Ashton Clark off the glass. Too strong. Rebound bats through several pairs of hands, and Eli Stepp gobbles it up to Cale Holm. Holm across the timeline under 2:30 to play. McDonald trails 23-20. Grant Smiski didn't take a three. Instead, a little runner along the baseline. That one comes up too strong. Rebound for Braden Little. Some good looks for McDonald that just have not gone down. Little taps the brakes along the baseline, throws a dangerous pass, tipped away, but back in the arms of Ladysmith. It leads to a wide open three, left corner, and it's good for Dane Prohaska. Well, it was almost a turnover, turns into three for Ladysmith. Their largest lead of the night, 26-20. Under 2 minutes to go here in the first half. Ladysmith trying to finish the first half with some emphasis here. High-low feed to Jordan Sikora. Cooper Mittermeier wide open for three, left corner. That's an air ball. Ladysmith with Braden Little. Left wing, Manny Moore up top. Work into the right corner. That's Prohaska, just hit the three. He drives baseline. High off the glass. No rebound, Cooper Mittermeier. Mittermeier across the logo, throws it away to Braden Little. Little went high to knock that one away. McDonald swatting at it, trying to get it back. Feed down the paint, count the bucket, and a foul for Timmy Meltz. Patient work there by Little, waiting for his teammate to cut. And it's 28-20, Ladysmith, as they have gone on a run here to end the half. So 15 foul on McDonald. Both teams have played pretty clean. But an absolute lid on the basket for several possessions for the Macs. Eli Stepp whistled for the foul. That's his first. Again, the team's fifth. Three fouls on Ladysmith. And for the end one, Timmy Meltz, who has 6 points. He can score in a hurry. Free throw is good for the Ladysmith senior. 29-20. Grant Smiski at the point. Kind of a similar look right now to the JV game when McDonald had a lead and then just an absolute surge from Ladysmith's junior varsity squad. The varsity kind of echoing that here. 29-20, they lead McDonald after trailing by a couple possessions earlier. Right at a minute to play here in the first half. Grant Smiski, right side, lost it for a moment. Has it back up top to Cale Holm. Left side, Cooper Mittermeier. Mittermeier pushes it to Nathan Hazel. Right side, Jordan Sikora. Sikora, right side. Up top, Cale Holm. Holm, left side, feed to Grant Smiski outside the arc. Grant back to Cale in the left corner. Checked by Braden Little. Goes between his legs, bobbled for a bit. Long cross-court skip. Cooper Mittermeier to Nathan Hazel, the sophomore. Pick out Grant Smiski, left wing. Looking for a handoff. Instead, Smiski backing his man down in the paint. Kick out Cale Holm. Holm, rhythm three, pops in and out. Out of bounds, though, last touch by Ladysmith as Andrew Lehman couldn't quite handle it. And the Macs will get an extra possession here, a 22.9 left. Little will finally take a seat with those two fouls. He has been an impact player for Coach Lehman. Inbounds to Grant Smiski. Smiski holding, finds a cutting Cale Holm, high off the glass, still won't fall. Offensive rebound, Nathan Hazel up with the left hand, no. Another rebound, Nathan Hazel in traffic, taken away from him. And a held ball tie-up, possession will stay with McDonald. Hazel working hard down there. When you're looking for a financial partner who has your best interest in mind, stop by Royal Credit Union. As McDonald inbound here with Grant Smiski. 12.3 left. Inbounds to Jordan Sikora, 10 seconds, 29-20 to play. Smiski up top with 4 seconds, finds Sikora. Sikora cuts at the right elbow, pulls up a tough jumper at the buzzer, won't go down. 29-20, Ladysmith flexing a bit on McDonald here to end the first half. Again, when you're looking for a financial partner who has your best interest in mind, stop by Royal Credit Union. Royal's there to help you reach your financial goals and gives great advice that you can trust. See everything Royal Credit Union has to offer at rcu.com. ladiesmithhighschool.org. We're going to step out, be back in 3.5 minutes here on WOGO. At the break, Ladysmith, the home team leading McDonald 29-20. We're back 3.5 with stats, highlights, and analysis. This is Max Basketball on WOGO Sports.
Building stronger kids, stronger families, and stronger communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley offering 3 full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week, and membership rates are among the lowest in the area. Find your community with group exercise classes, and the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their monthly Parents Night Out event, Family Fun Zone, and Child Watch Service. All free with your Y membership. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
Kicks it up on her. Blaine Lindstrom held
she
up.
Scores.
She scores.
She scores on that.
Five-hole. Tried to go down low. And a shot that goes in. Chi High scores. It is Jackson LeMay puts the first goal in for the Cards this season on the power play.
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
Save smarter and grow your funds faster with a certificate from Royal Credit Union. Royal's 4.25% 9-month certificate has no minimum opening balance and a locked-in rate for a guaranteed return at maturity. Open a 4.25% APY 9-month certificate at any Royal office or online at rcu.org/certificate-saver. Early withdrawal penalties could reduce earnings and principal. APY accurate as of 12/5/24, insured by NCUA.
Remember when you were a kid and broke that window? Remember how bad you felt when Mom and Dad found out? Mom made everything okay with hot cookies. Dad called White City Glass to fix it. That was years ago. When someone little you know breaks one of your windows, bake the cookies and call White City Glass. They're in the business of fixing broken glass of any kind. White City Glass, helping people of all ages since 1967.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll Find a Friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
There are a lot of things in your home that can make the holidays not so happy.
Help? Hello?
Mom, why is it so cold in here?
But don't panic. Call Wurzgala Plumbing and Heating at 839-0707 or wurzgala.com. Day or night, Wurzgala is here for you and your family. Wishing you a joyful holiday season. Your friends at Wurzgala Plumbing and Heating.
Only the best. That's what you get from Stelter Incorporated and the concrete they provide. For 3 generations, Stelter Incorporated has been helping turn people's dreams into reality with the highest quality ready-mix concrete tested every day. Stelter mines and processes the aggregates themselves, and their fleet of dump trucks and drivers are here to serve you. Expect the best. That's what you'll get from Stelter. Stelter Incorporated, online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Halftime here in Ladysmith. The Lumberjacks, rude host so far to your McDonald Max, as a late surge in the first half puts them up by almost double digits. It's Ladysmith 29, McDonald 20. I'm Caleb Swenson, joined soon by Mark Maloney here on the call, and maybe Mark will be the spark to get the lid off the basket for the Max, as they've hit 3 3-pointers in this first half, but really had quite a dry spell offensively after going up by a couple possessions for the Max. It's been pretty much all Lumberjacks since. 7 different players have scored for Ladysmith. Again, a lot of balance. They're led by Braden Little, who had 8 points despite 2 fouls. Coach Lehman took that gamble, didn't pull his senior off the floor, and Little responded again with a lot of defensive intensity as well as those 8 points. 7 points for Timmy Meltz, the leading scorer, 5 for Ashton Clark, 3 for Dane Prohaska, then 2 for Lewis Zimmer, 2 for Manny Moore, and 2 for Andrew Lehman. On the other side for McDonald, Cale Holm has 7 points to lead the way, 6 for Carson Galvez, 4 for Cooper Mittermeier, and 3 for Jordan Sikora. Four players have scored for McDonald. And you mentioned Braden Little, and you look at what he's done. It's kind of been emblematic of what Ladysmith has done all throughout this game, but especially in that run at the end of the half. It's not necessarily taking the ball away and forcing turnovers in one-on-one situations, but it's getting into passing lanes. Again, they don't have incredible height, but they use their length and their athleticism to kind of bait you into a lot of passes, and McDonald has obliged, unfortunately, turning the ball over much more, I'm sure, than Coach Schilling would be comfortable with. And again, there was something that we saw McDonald do really well on Friday night in that 90-34 drubbing of Mondovi, only 7 turnovers in that game, but struggling in the turnover department here and not getting to the line a lot, too. We mentioned that in our Toyson Ford keys to the game, need to get to the line and capitalize on those. The other side, Ladysmith has been, I believe, perfect from the free throw line so far. Well, Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. Residential, commercial, and industrial quality propane always brings you competitive rates and the latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Call 723-9490, stop by, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com. The first half highlights sounded like this on WOGO Sports. Pass, Cooper Mittermeier in rhythm for 3. Rims in and out. Long rebound knockout to Cale Holm. Right corner, spots up for 3. Swish! Cale Holmes starting out with a bang and gives McDonald their first lead of the night, 3-2. The hoop and scores. Good work there between Moore and Zimmer. A couple of the role players for this Lumberjacks team. They lead 4-3. Jordan Sikora up top at the foul line. Steps back for a deep 3. Splashed it. Jordan Sikora makes it 6-4, McDonald. Cale flips over to Carson Galvez. Right side, Jordan Sikora, the senior. Up top, Cale Holm, the junior. Right back to Jordan. Switch over to the left corner. Cooper Mittermeier driving in hard. In traffic, high off the window and good. Cooper Mittermeier faked the 3 that time, tied the game for his first points of the season. Smiski. McDonald with Nathan Hazel, handoff to Cale Holm. Holm has 5 points, 5 of McDonald's 12. Right side, Carson Galvez. Jab step, pulls up for 3, drained it. Smooth stroke for Carson Galvez for his first points. McDonald leads 15-12. Thank you very much, and Ladysmith has retaken the lead 16-15. Carson Galvez down the right side of the lane, high off the glass, hoop and harm for Carson. He'll go to the line for an end one. And that's how the first half sounded on WOGO Sports. We'll step out and be back in 2 minutes. The second half coming up, McDonald trailing at Ladysmith 29-20. Second half action right after this.
Only the best. That's what you get from Stelter Incorporated and the concrete they provide. For 3 generations, Stelter Incorporated has been helping turn people's dreams into reality with the highest quality ready-mix concrete tested every day. Stelter mines and processes the aggregates themselves, and their fleet of dump trucks and drivers are here to serve you. Expect the best. That's what you'll get from Stelter. Stelter Incorporated, online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Whether it's in education, business, or athletics, being part of a team is something truly special. This is Jamie Liebrandt, Market President at Northwestern Bank, and every day our team is here for you, for your family, your business, and your community. At Northwestern Bank, you'll find all the technology and services of big banks, but in a personal setting that shows that people are what we value most. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
At Post Glass and Mirror, quality comes first. Maybe you need a beautiful storefront window or a show-stopping custom shower door. Post Glass and Mirror can custom cut glass and mirrors and offers quick replacement of fogged or broken windows. And if your windshield takes a hit, they offer free mobile service and can recalibrate the advanced driver safety system after windshield replacement for all makes and models. Post Glass and Mirror is also hiring auto glass technicians, window installers, and in-shop repair technicians. For commercial, home, and auto glass, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency, and we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation.
Call 723-9490. Stop by the office or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
Attention, Max alumni, parents, and friends. It's the 10 for 10 days of giving. Every dollar you donate to McDonald Area Catholic Schools by December 31st will be matched a dollar for a dollar up to $150,000. Gifts made up to $50,000 will be matched in memory of Brian Wargernese, class of 88, with the remaining match provided by an anonymous alumnus. More in a moment as we get back to the action here on WOGO 2920. McDonald trails by 9. Ladysmith threatening a double-digit advantage as a runner down the lane. No. For Timmy Melz. Max Original starting five, Carson Galvez, along with Jordan Sikora, Cooper Mittermeier, Mason Bussey, and Cale Holm. The ball knocked out of bounds to the McDonald bench. Again, your gifts made up to $50,000. Match in memory of Brian Wargernese, class of 88. Remaining match provided by an anonymous alumnus. Your gift provides a silent scholarship for every student and helps carry on A.B. McDonald's vision of accessible Catholic education. Double your impact. Transform lives. Give today. Visit McDonaldAreaCatholicSchools.org to donate now. Together, we can make a difference. Go, Max. Pass gets away from Cale Holm along the baseline. Out of bounds. Last touched by McDonald. And a turnover to the Lumberjacks. 29-20 Ladysmith. Right side, Andrew Lehman. Lehman driving over the top of Cale Holm, who fouls him. Cale calling. Hit a clean block, but the officials will not agree. And now Andrew Lehman will go to the line, shooting a pair here. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter and proud to support local athletics. A little bit of a danger zone here for the Max. Down 9 and could easily be double digits here. Lehman, first free throw is good. And Ladysmith gets to the line over 21 times per game, shoots 66% as a team. 30-20, first double-digit advantage for either team. Second free throw off the front of the rim, but ripped away from Mason Bussey, and another foul called on McDonald as Carson Galvez took an inadvertent elbow, but he picks up his third foul. So insult to injury quite literally there. And David Anderson is going to sub in to this game. David, 6'1" senior, 2.8 points per game. We'll have to sub in for Carson Galvez. So Ladysmith leads 30-20. McDonald's inability to secure the rebound there gives the Lumberjacks another opportunity. Lehman down the left side of the lane. Tough shot blocked by David Anderson, who immediately makes an impact. Cooper Mittermeier, left wing. Up top to Jordan Sikora. Jordan dumps it off to David Anderson, left side. Anderson gives a screen to Cooper Mittermeier. Mittermeier bounce to Mason Bussey, right side feed Jordan Sikora. Sikora driving baseline, fires a pass down the lane. Mittermeier teardrop shot from 6 feet. Cooper Mittermeier makes it an 8-point game. Straight on a three for Ladysmith to answer. Lewis Zimmer, 11-point lead. Cooper Mittermeier, three of his own. That one comes up well short. Rebound, Manny Moore. Push ahead, Timmy Melts. Down the left side of the lane. Dumps it out, Braden Little. Little working in the lane, high off the glass. No, rebound fought for, and Jordan Sikora will take it. Looking for an outlet, finds Cooper Mittermeier. Almost 2 minutes gone by. Second half, McDonald trails by double digits, 33-22. They have possession moving left to right here in the second. Cooper Mittermeier up top to David Anderson. Anderson to Jordan Sikora. Rotates to Cale Holm. Passes up on the three. Cooper Mittermeier left side. Sikora to Anderson in the left corner. Anderson to Cale Holm. Holm coming off a screen. Working on Zimmer. Floats it back up top. Anderson. Anderson drops back to Cale Holm. He'll take a three. Left corner. Book it. A sorely needed triple for McDonald. Cale Holm second of the game. 8-point deficit for the Max. 33-25. Trying to fight their way back into this one. Left side, Andrew Lehman. Lehman to Melts. Melts up top. Little for three. Straight on. Rims in and out. Mason Bussey pulls down the rebound. Long push ahead. David Anderson. Anderson attacking the paint. Stripped on the way up. Andy Moore walked with the basketball, and they didn't call it. Little up top. Lost the ball. Stripped away from him into the arms of Mason Bussey. Push ahead to Cale Holm. Holm hard down the lane. He's undercut from behind. Again, not a dirty play, just Manny Moore trying to stop the ball, and Cale got up so quickly that Moore kind of took his legs out, but everybody's fine. And Cale Holm will go to the line, shooting a pair here with 15-14 to play. Holm, the first free throw, rattles in. Mini run of four for Cale Holm as Eli Stepp will come in for Mason Bussey. Whether you're a contractor, business owner, or just looking to make some home improvements, H&R Electric is your solution. Give them a call at 715-723-2977. That's 723-2977. H&R Electric, proud to back the Mags. Two good-looking free throws there from Cale Holm. It's a six-point game, two-possession game, 33-27 Ladysmith. Almost 3 minutes into the second half. Any more up top to Zimmer. Zimmer puts it on the floor and a little nickel-dimer on David Anderson. Probably a good call there as Anderson reached in. That's the third team foul on McDonald here in the second half. One whistle so far against Ladysmith. And Braden Little will inbound with 14:59 to go. They went for the alley-oop. Anderson with the rebound as Andrew Lehman went up high, not able to get it. McDonald going for the alley-oop themselves, and a miss point blank, but David Anderson soars in and high off the window, floats it in for two. Goodness. I think his football coach would know how high he can jump. Coming the other way, Andrew Lehman, a nice layup.
He can.
Four-point game, 33-29. McDonald down four. Cale Holm, left wing. Up top, Eli Stepp. Stepp thought about a three, doesn't take it. Cooper Mittermeier, right corner. Bounce to Eli. Attacking across the paint, comes to a jump stop to Cale Holm. Lost it for a moment. Now Cale Holm, no hesitation on the three. Rebound to Zimmer as it comes up short. Cale not shy.
No, he likes to shoot the threes, and a good percentage of the time he's making them.
Melts. Drives to Little. Little has his shot swatted from behind, but another foul on McDonald. And again, probably a little body there as Jordan Sikora used that 6'4" frame to knock the shot out of bounds along the baseline, but probably got the body. Good call.
Went on David.
So David Anderson. Sikora saves the foul, and David picks up his second. 35-29. Ladysmith first free throw is good for Braden Little. They're back out to a 7-point lead. Four just a moment ago. 14:01 remaining. A lot of time left. Second free throw good for Braden Little. And nine seniors on this Ladysmith team. They start five of them. Jordan Sikora across the timeline. His team trailing by eight again. 37-29. McDonald had within four. Had come within four, rather. Sikora in the left corner. Up top, Eli Stepp. Finds Cale Holm. Holm to Cooper Mittermeier in the right corner. Back to Eli. Carson Galvez on the bench with those three fouls. Three in the left corner comes up short, out of bounds. The last touch by Ladysmith. Holm with the miss, but David Anderson fighting for that one in the paint. Able to knock it off of a Lumberjack player out of bounds.
He's just fun to watch out there because the kid has got
springy.
Some hops.
Inbound stolen away. Cooper Mittermeier threw it to Timmy Melts. Quick hands again in the passing lanes. Andrew Lehman wide open to Little in the left corner for three. Good. 40-29. McDonald down double digits again. Left side, Cale Holm up top to Eli Stepp. Right side, Jordan Sikora. Jabs has it knocked away for a moment to Cale Holm. Holm long cross court skip, Cooper Mittermeier. Left corner three, rattles in and out. Offensive rebound, Sikora back out to Cooper Mittermeier to Cale Holm. Holm repositions after getting his man in the air for three. Oh. No, but a foul.
He'll shoot three.
And Cale will shoot three free throws with 13 minutes exactly on the clock. His team trailing 40-29. Well, plumbing or heating and cooling emergencies don't take days off, and that's why Wurzgalla Plumbing and Heating is available 24/7, serving the Chippewa Valley and surrounding areas since 1969. Wurzgalla Plumbing and Heating, give them a call at 839-0707 or go to wurzgalla.com. They did not call that a shooting foul.
Oh, my goodness.
I'll correct myself. I really thought it was.
Yeah,
it's McDonald basketball. Grant Smiski just outside the paint. Out to Cooper Mittermeier. Eli Stepp in the left corner. Stepp to Grant. Grant right corner. We haven't seen Grant let fly from three yet. He was 3-for-3 from range on Friday night. 12:40 to go. McDonald down 40-29. Step up top. Jabs at the right elbow. Top Jordan Sikora with 12.5 to play. Cooper Mittermeier to Eli Stepp in the right corner. Working against Lehman. Spins in the paint. Gets him up in the air. Fires it to Mittermeier. Mittermeier driving baseline. Runner off the glass. No. And saved back in bounds by the Lumberjacks.
Just can't get one to fall.
Melt's left wing. Kick out to Lehman. Lehman at the foul line to Braden Little. Bobbles for a moment. Little down the lane. Tough shot off the glass. No rebound. Pulled down by Anderson to Grant Smiski. One third of the way through the second half. Max down double digits, 40 to 29. They came within four. But Ladysmith answered. Sikora driving baseline. Doubled off the glass. Nice touch. Hanging and hitting.
Full-time all Ladysmith.
Nine-point game. Ladysmith with the lead, 11:45 to go. We'll be back in 60 seconds. This is Max Basketball on WOGO Sports.
Building stronger kids, stronger families, and stronger communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley offering three full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week, and membership rates are among the lowest in the area. Find your community with group exercise classes, and the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their monthly Parents Night Out event, Family Fun Zone, and Child Watch Service. All free with your Y membership. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
Kicks it up on her. Blaine Lindstrom held
she
up.
Scores.
Did she score?
She scores on that.
Five hole. Tried to go down low. And a shot that goes in. Chi High scores. It is Jackson LeMay. Puts the first goal in for the Cards this season on the power play.
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
White City Glass salutes all the hardworking athletes. For all your windshield glass and garage door needs, call White City Glass of Chippewa Falls. Caleb Swenson, Mark Maloney with you on 103.1 FM AM 680 and WOGO.com. WOGO Halley, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. 9-point ball game. McDonald trailing here on the road at Ladysmith, 40-31. The Lumberjacks with possession coming out of their timeout. Braden Little across the timeline. Left side feed to Lehman. Lehman finds a cutter along the baseline. Bupenharm. Dane Prohaska got lost, and that was a beautifully designed set coming out of the timeout. It's 42-31, Ladysmith, and now an end-one opportunity for Dane Prohaska, who has 5 points.
Oh, Nathan got bit on that one.
The lefty free throw for Prohaska is good. 43-31. Largest lead of the night for either team. Now Ladysmith with some trapping pressure. Carson Galvez back out there with the three fouls. Hazel driving baseline, throws to Grant Smiski right corner. Up top Galvez rotates to Cooper Mittermeier left wing. Back up top, Grant Smiski gives it back to Cooper high on the left. 11-10 to play, lots of time left for McDonald. Trailing 12, by 12 rather. Galvez driving baseline. Out to Eli Stepp for three left there corner. Drained it. And that's a big make for the junior. 43-34. Palindrome on the scoreboard in favor of the Ladysmith Lumberjacks. Now McDonald aim to string together some stops here. Prohaska right wing throws a dangerous pass through the arms of his intended receiver, Andrew Lehman. And out of bounds to the Max.
Got to convert on these now.
Galvez will inbound to Grant Smiski. Running the points. And Ladysmith playing some three-quarter court pressure here. Smiski still in the backcourt. Probes to midcourt. Shoots to Nathan Hazel, left side. Hazel driving baseline. He's doubled out to Grant Smiski. Extra pass, Cooper Mittermeier drops it down. Tipped pass to Eli Stepp. Stepp out to Hazel. Hazel, left corner, three. Side rim, no. Rebound, Hazel to Stepp. And Stepp up and in for two.
Nathan did a nice job following his shot and kind of tipped that right to Eli.
Stepp with 5 quick points. McDonald down 43-36. Just over 10 minutes to go, first half. Left side, Prohaska against Nathan Hazel. Prohaska up top, Braden Little. Head fake up top against Cooper Mittermeier. Right side, Melts. Timmy Melts just inside the right elbow. Leans up with the right hand. No rebound fought for. Eli Stepp pulls it down. McDonald now on the run. Stepp pushes ahead to Cooper Mittermeier. Extra pass. Carson Galvez up and in for two from low on the left.
Nice ball movement there for an easy layup.
5-point game, 43-38. McDonald down five. 9:35 to go here in the game. Prohaska right side. Ashton Clark, they give it back out to Braden Little. And Braden, I believe, a standout wide receiver in football. Runner along the baseline. No for Lehman. Somebody got a piece of that. Galvez ends up with the rebound. Galvez down the left side of the lane. Scoops it, Nathan Hazel. Hazel crashes to the hoop for two.
Again, finding the open guy for easy layups. The Macs are really moving the ball well.
Three-point deficit for McDonald, as close as they've been in a while as we hit the halfway point of the second half. Ashton Clark up top, Braden Little. Mittermeier out on him. Left side, Timmy Melts against Eli Stepp. Senior against junior there. Braden Little, now a senior versus senior matchup. Little puts it on the floor with the left hand. Out of the foul line, a little bobble up top. Prohaska gets by Nathan Hazel, walked with the ball, but I think they got a foul first on Hazel.
Little body there.
Stelter Inc. works every day to bring you the absolute highest quality and longest lasting concrete with a fleet of dump trucks and drivers at your service, three generations of turning dreams into reality, and always proud to support local sports. Visit StelterIncorporated.com. That was the last foul to give for McDonald. Ladysmith is a good free throw shooting team. Inbounds to Zimmer. Zimmer to Ashton Clark. Clark pulls it up just inside the foul line, looking for help. Finds Braden a little up top between the wheels. Right side, Timmy Melts. Good defensive matchup. Melts against Eli Stepp. Ashton Clark for Braden Little. Swings left side for Melts. Three-point ball game in favor of Ladysmith, 43-40. 8:19 and counting. Melts hands off to Andrew Lehman, coach's son. Jabbing against Grant Smisky. Puts it on the floor, botting him up. And a whistle and a foul on Grant Smisky. And that will send Lehman to the line, shooting a 1-1. 17 foul on McDonald. Jordan Sikora steps in for Eli Stepp. Really has played some quality minutes.
Yes.
Andrew Lehman, good free throw shooter. 8:11 to go, can extend this to a two-possession lead. First free throw is good. McDonald Area Catholic Schools, safe, faith-based quality education. Witness the McDonald difference. Schedule your visit today at McDonaldAreaCatholicSchools.org. Only two whistles against Ladysmith in the second half. That foul differential could be significant as Lehman hits a pair. 45-40, two-possession lead for the home team, the Lumberjacks. Carson Galvez shoots it across the timeline to Jordan Sikora, right back to Grant Smisky. Finds Nathan Hazel, right corner. Hazel up top to Smisky. Carson Galvez to Hazel. Hazel has a one-on-one, gets by his man. Tough shot off the glass. No, can't get the rebound. Lady Smith coming out of the pack with it. Right side, Melts. Up top, Braden Little. Left side for Timmy Melts. Ashton Clark down the left side of the lane. Tough runner off the top of the glass. Rebound, Carson Galvez. Carson, Grant Smisky across the timeline. Left wing comes to a jump stop. Drops down to Jordan Sikora, back out to Grant. Left wing outside the arc. McDonald trailing 45-47, 20 to go here, second half in Ladysmith. Nathan Hazel, right side to Carson Galvez. Looking to the post, nothing there. Back up top. Grant Smisky. Smisky, no look past Cooper Mittermeier, left corner. Up top to Nathan Hazel, bobbled for a bit. Hazel gets it back. Grant Smisky near the logo. Mittermeier to Hazel in the left corner against Zimmer. Hazel high over his head with two hands up top. Grant Smisky drops it off. Cooper Mittermeier right side. Under seven to go. Donald trailing 45-40. Hazel, nice take down the left side of the lane. No. Rebound back out to Ladysmith.
Good shot.
Lehman, 4-3. Back rim, no. Grant Smisky tracks down the rebound. McDonald trying to run here. Smisky across the timeline. Down the lane. Kick out Cooper Mittermeier. Wide open three. That one too long. Knocked out of bounds. And I think we might finally get a foul here on the Lumberjacks.
Yes.
And over the back, I think that was Hazel down there who had the good position. And Nathan will check out. Cale Holm back in. Third whistle on Ladysmith here in the second half. That's the second on Ashton Clark. Donald inbound, two at the blocks, two at the elbows. Down 45-40. Sure use a bucket here. Grant Smisky to inbound. Jordan Sikora left side. Out to Cale Holm. Holm to Carson Galvez. Rotates in the right corner. They'll drop down to Jordan Sikora. Between three different defenders. Kick out Grant Smisky for three. That one too strong from the left corner. I think Jordan maybe had an opportunity there. In transition. Put back off the miss. Andrew Lehman. And it's back to a seven-point deficit for McDonald. 47-40.
Had some great looks at the basket here. We got to get in the fall.
Cale Holm up top to Jordan Secor in the left wing. Two-thirds of the way through the second half here in Ladysmith. Cale Holm passes up the three, finds Cooper Mittermeier up top. Mittermeier back up top to Jordan Secora between the circles. Right side, Grant Smisny. Cooper Mittermeier right corner. Drops it down to Carson Galvez. Galvez bodied up to Secora. Secora driving down the lane in traffic off the back rim. No Carson Galvez. Offensive rebound, but a foul. 5:33 left.
Fighting under there to get that rebound.
Team's eighth foul. 5:33 left, 47-40. Every time McDonald's had a bit of a run, there's been an answer for Ladysmith, and Ladysmith taking a timeout. We'll be back in 60 seconds. This is Max Basketball on WOGO.
Save smarter and grow your funds faster with a certificate from Royal Credit Union. Royal's 4.25% 9-month certificate has no minimum opening balance and a locked-in rate for a guaranteed return at maturity. Open a 4.25% APY 9-month certificate at any Royal office or online at rcu.org/certificate-saver. Early withdrawal penalties could reduce earnings and principal. APY accurate as of 12/5/24, insured by NCUA.
Location. It's very important. But what happens when you can't get to the glass repair shop to fix your windshield? Call White City Glass. They'll come to you. It doesn't matter if you're in Abbotsford, Arcadia, Rice Lake, or Hudson, or any place in between. They've installed thousands of windshields in thousands of places for 50 years. They know what they're doing. It's your car. It's your choice. Tell your insurance company you insist on White City Glass.
White City Glass.
Well, a tough spot here for McDonald as Carson Galvez picks up his fourth foul, team's eighth, 5:33 left. Ladysmith leads 47-40 here on their home floor, trying to return the favor as McDonald defeated the Lumberjacks 52-43 in Chippewa last December. Ladysmith at the line, shooting a 1-1. With Braden Little at the line. Free throw is perfect.
Don't miss many free throws.
48-40 Ladysmith. 9-point game at the half. Ladysmith is led by double digits much of the second half. McDonald's pulled within three, but now down 49-40 once again as Little makes them both. 5.5 left. Grant Smisky up top. Right wing to Cale Holm between the circles. Jordan Secora left side. Drives into a double team. Out to Carson Galvez. Galvez down the right side of the lane, and he is whistled for an offensive foul or no?
This guy called the offense. Yeah.
Offensive foul, so that's the fifth for Carson Galvez. And he will have to sub out. It's been a frustrating game for the McDonald Jr. Was never really able to get in rhythm with the foul trouble. And that was a tough call. He's had a couple of tough offensive fouls called.
It looked like it was going to go against him, though, the way the Ladysmith kid hit the ground. Looked like he might have had position there. While the one referee called it the other way.
One overrules the other, and unfortunately not in McDonald's favor.
No.
Manny Moore up top for Ladysmith to Melts. Melts driving down the right side of the lane. Too strong. Long rebound. Tracked down by Ladysmith. Zimmer up top. Braden Little runs over a McDonald player, and that's an offensive foul against Little. And that is his third foul. Cale Holm did a good job setting him up there. A crucial stop defensively for McDonald with 4:47 left and trailing 49-40. At this point, a double-digit deficit would be very difficult to overcome, so McDonald needing to answer here. Cooper Mittermeier to Cale Holm.
Still plenty of time here, but we need to make a basket.
Grant Smisky right side. Smisky drives to the right block, extended back out. Work to Cale Holm to Eli Stepp left wing. Steph jabbing, goes between his legs, drops down to Cale Holm, and reaching from behind Manny Moore, and that's the team's fifth foul. So foul's not evening out yet, but McDonald has Ladysmith down to their last one to give with 4:19 left. Two of the blocks, two of the elbows. Grant Smisky to trigger it in, floats it in left side. Cooper Mittermeier ends up with the basketball. Grant Smiski back up top. Eli Stepp. Cale Holm in the left corner against Manny Moore. Out to Grant Smiski. Smiski finds Eli Stepp up top between the wheels. Crosses over on his man. Goes hard to the paint. Lehman blocks his way to the basket. No whistle there as Eli was trying to draw contact. Nice pass down low. And there's the double-digit lead as Manny Moore wide open. 51-40. Smiski across the timeline to Cale Holm. Cooper Mittermeier, left corner, driving into the paint. Kick out Smiski. Smiski at the foul line. Backing his man down into a double team. Gets him up in the air and bodies it up and in for two. Grant Smiski makes it a 51-42 deficit for McDonald. Mittermeier on top on Braden Little. And another whistle and a foul against McDonald as Cale Holm coming from the weak side trying to jar the ball loose. Instead gets called for a blocking foul. And that'll be two free throws on the double bonus.
If he would have snuck up there just a little bit slower, he might have got away with that steal. But he came up, and his momentum kind of carried him into the kid.
Braden Little will shoot a pair here. First free throw rattles out. McDonald needs to hope for some misses here to leave the door open. Still a lot of time left with 3:23. Second free throw, no good, but an offensive rebound put back by Zimmer. No, ball still loose along the baseline. Zimmer has it down low, and McDonald basketball. Not sure what the call was there.
He was on the line.
Oh, on the end line.
Yeah.
So an 0 for possession there for the Lumberjacks, which is exactly what the Macs needed. Down 51-42, Grant Smiski has it knocked away from him into the backcourt. As he lost his balance, Smiski now across the timeline. Drops to Eli Stepp. Stepp doubled, out to Grant. Smiski, ball fake, drives into the paint. Held up, and that is the last foul to give for Ladysmith as Zimmer reaches in with 3:04 left.
Grab an arm.
Both teams in the bonus the rest of the way. 10 team fouls on McDonald, 6 on Ladysmith. Smiski to inbound. Kick. And off the inbounds as Zimmer sends it flying. Max playing without Carson Galvez, who's fouled out. Smiski to inbound and finds Jordan Secor in the right corner. Drops it back for Grant in the right corner. Grant driving into the paint to Cooper Mittermeier. Left wing, Mittermeier fights his way down the lane, can't get the runner to fall, and the rebound in the arms of Ladysmith. It's just been that kind of night for the Max. Zimmer down the lane, fires a pass, knocked out of bounds, but a foul. Manny Moore hammered by Cale Holm. And Moore will go to the line, shooting two with 2:42 left.
Well, Cale wasn't going to give him that easy one.
So Moore will go to the line, shooting a pair. First free throw is good. And one of those nine seniors in a very balanced offensive effort tonight for Ladysmith. They're getting contributions from all over the place. Moore the second is an air ball. And possession back to McDonald, trailing by 10, 52-42.
Got a little sense of urgency here and put the ball in the hoop.
Can't afford a lot of empty possessions. Really, probably can't afford any empty possessions. The way Ladysmith shoots the ball and the way they move the ball. Grant Smiski up top with 2:29 to go. And the foul line backing his man down. Smiski bodies him up off the glass and in.
Timeout, 30 seconds.
Bucket good, 30-second timeout. We're back in 30 seconds on WOGO.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
There are a lot of things in your home that can make the holidays not so happy.
Help! Hello?
Mom, why is it so cold in here?
But don't panic. Call Wurzgala Plumbing and Heating at 839-0707 or wurzgala.com. Day or night, Wurzgala is here for you and your family. Wishing you a joyful holiday season. Your friends at Wurzgala Plumbing and Heating.
McDonald, some full court pressure. Ladysmith breaks it. Down the paint, Manny Moore will kick out to Braden Little, who will wisely hold on to the basketball with just over 2 minutes to play. Waiting for a foul, McDonald still trapping aggressively. Timmy melts back up top. Under 2 minutes left, a foul on Manny Moore by Cale Holm, who gives him a hand up. That's the fourth on Cale, team's 11th. Exactly 2 minutes on the clock, 52-44.
Yeah, we needed that clock to stop.
Eight.
Oh, I need some misses here.
Manny Moore split his last two free throw attempts. First one here for the senior. Off the front of the rim, no. At Wynn Family Dentistry, Dr. Daniel Wynn, Dr. Annie McLaughlin, and their team ready to serve you. County Highway I in Chippewa Falls. Read testimonials on the Wynn Family Dentistry Facebook page. Second free throw is good for Manny Moore. 53-44. 9-point lead for Ladysmith. Grant Smiski across the timeline, down the lane, shoots over to Cale Holm in the left corner. Back out to Grant, outside the arc left wing. Jab set, gets by his man just inside the foul line. Kick out to Cooper Mittermeier. Mittermeier to Cale Holm. Holm snaps off for three left side, rattles it in.
30-second timeout, McDonald.
1:43 left, 6-point game. We're back in 30 seconds on WOGO.
Only the best. That's what you get from Stelter Incorporated and the concrete they provide. For three generations, Stelter Incorporated has been helping turn people's dreams into reality with the highest quality ready-mix concrete tested every day. Stelter mines and processes the aggregates themselves, and their fleet of dump trucks and drivers are here to serve you. Expect the best. That's what you'll get from Stelter. Stelter Incorporated, online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Basketball on WOGO. Caleb Swenson, Mark Maloney with you. Carter Jaeger, our board operator and producer at the WOGO home base in Halley. 6-point ball game, 53-47. Cale Holm pulled McDonald within those two possessions. And now, again, you're hoping not to turn this into a free throw shooting contest with Ladysmith. If you can somehow force them into an errant pass, in those passing lanes, kind of like they've done to you all night long.
Ladysmith just called a 30-second timeout with 15 seconds left on that.
Check out our sports calendar at WOGO.com to see all the action coming up this week. Pretty interesting one we'll have for these Max boys on Saturday in Minneapolis at the Target Center, playing a very good Altoona team.
Yes.
They certainly have not shied away from stiff competition here. And the Western Clover Belt is going to be a battle every night, it would seem, as well. Now with a minute 43 left, Ladysmith will inbound to Braden Little. Trapped in the backcourt, finds Ashton Clark. Clark back to Little along his own foul line, shoots across the timeline safely to Timmy Meltz. Minute 34 up top, Meltz left wing. Wraps a bounce past Ashton Clark, finds Braden Little. Little drives into the lane, out to Andrew Lehman. They were trying to foul Ashton Clark, but not able to do so with a minute 20 left. Little to Timmy Meltz. Meltz back to Little up top. Lehman, rather Meltz left wing. They'll drop it down to Lehman. Lehman bodies up and scores. To make it 55-47 with just over a minute left. McDonald down eight here on the road. Cale Holm, quick trigger on a three. Got another one. Right corner pocket three for Cale Holm. That's his fourth. 5-point game, 55-50. A quick foul on Ashton Clark by Grant Smiski. And now hoping for some misses here. Ashton Clark is a 6'1" junior, number 11. He has 5 points on the night. His first free throw attempts here. Again, double bonus, so they'll stay down on the first. 5-point ball game. First free throw for Clark. Rattles out.
I'll take that.
So again, guaranteed to be just a two-possession ball game here. Either a make or a miss. As long as McDonald can secure the rebound.
Push it down and score.
Second free throw for Clark. Back rim, no. And lane violation on Clark anyway. So 50.3 left. Maybe the door open a crack for the Max here. Inbounds to Cooper Mittermeier in a five-point game. 49 seconds left. They have time, but not a lot of it. Mittermeier off the screen from Eli Stepp. Finds Cale Holm in the right corner. Holm for his third three in a row. That one an air ball knocked out of bounds. There's a foul underneath. And that one going against whom?
Grant, I think.
Grant Smith called for the foul. And you can hear some displeasure from the McDonald side of things. And I don't know.
Yeah.
It's a tough one there to go against Grant, as it certainly did look like maybe there was some contact the other way.
Yeah.
And Zimmer will now shoot two with 38.7 to play. Still in a five-point ball game. First free throw for the senior. It's an air ball. So, again, Ladysmith doing their best to keep things interesting here. Second free throw coming up here for Lewis Zimmer. Again, these are his first attempts of the night. Second free throw is good. Back to a six-point game, 38.7 seconds left, 56-50 Ladysmith. Zimmer will check out. Dane Prohaska back in. Ball rolled into Cooper Mittermeier. Meltz will come up to Presh. Mittermeier up top. Down the lane, tried to bounce one down low to Sikora, knocked out of bounds, staying with McDonald with 32.8 left.
Need to convert here.
Jordan Sikora will inbound with two at the blocks, two at the elbows, drops into Grant Smiski in the left corner. Grant holding, puts it on the floor with the right hand, out to Jordan Sikora. Sikora back out to Smiski, finds Eli Stepp. Stepp lofts a three left, wing rattles in and out. Halfway down, a good shot for Eli. Wouldn't go down with 18 seconds left. Stepp will foul Timmy Meltz. And Meltz has a chance to pretty much salt this one away here for the Ladysmith Lumberjacks.
What a great shot there by Eli. Like you said, it went halfway down.
And again, it's just kind of been that sort of night offensively for McDonald. They've probably gotten the looks they wanted, but shots have not fallen. First free throw rattles out for Timmy Meltz. I'm not sure if you can hope that the senior leading scorer will miss a pair. That's the only thing that would keep it a two-possession game here. Meltz, second free throw. That one is good. Seven-point game, 57-50, 15.8 to go. Sikora gives it back across the timeline. Has a pass knocked away, stolen by Ladysmith along the baseline. McDonald will foul just for good measure with 8 seconds left. That was Cale Holmes' fifth. And Meltz will jog it down to take his two free throws and send his team to 5-1. McDonald's going to fall to 3-4. And again, just a non-conference game here, but two teams that certainly have the potential to meet later on. Okay, the brackets probably wouldn't be until a sectional game, and certainly a very difficult path to get to that level, but Ladysmith, I think, has eyes on a regional championship and more this year with the group that they have. First free throw is short for Braden Little. Left a few points on the line here.
Yeah, there was some opportunities there, but we weren't able to convert on the other end.
8 seconds left and an eight-point lead as Little hits the second. David Anderson, who came in for Cale Holm, throws to Cooper Mittermeier. Mittermeier across the timeline. Pulls up from 30 feet at the buzzer. No. Rebound batted back to Mittermeier to beat the buzzer for three. No. Someone got a piece of that. And Ladysmith, a nine-point lead at the half, an eight-point win as they repay McDonald for the loss last year. Your final score, the Ladysmith Lumberjacks, 58. Your McDonald Max, 50. Coming up in 3 minutes, our Postglass postgame show brought to you by Postglass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Quality service at affordable prices for commercial home and auto glass. Visit postglassmirror.com. We're back in three on WOGO, the Max Fall on the Road at Ladysmith.
Here's what customers are saying about Wirzgala Plumbing and Heating.
We've used Wirzgala for plumbing and HVAC for decades. They're the only ones we trust.
Wirzgala did a fabulous job with my plumbing project.
highly recommend.
They do a great job every time, and they're prompt even in the dead of winter.
Wurzgalla Plumbing and Heating would love to earn your trust as well. From that leaky faucet to installing a new furnace or an entire bathroom or kitchen remodel. Free estimates. Call 839-0707 or go to wurzgalla.com.
Only the best. That's what you get from Stelter Incorporated and the concrete they provide. For three generations, Stelter Incorporated has been helping turn people's dreams into reality with the highest quality ready-mix concrete tested every day. Stelter mines and processes the aggregates themselves, and their fleet of dump trucks and drivers are here to serve you. Expect the best. That's what you'll get from Stelter. Stelter Incorporated, online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Whether it's in education, business, or athletics, being part of a team is something truly special. This is Jamie Liebrandt, Market President at Northwestern Bank, and every day our team is here for you, for your family, your business, and your community. At Northwestern Bank, you'll find all the technology and services of big banks, but in a personal setting that shows that people are what we value most. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
For the last four decades, Post Glass and Mirror has stood by their community for commercial, home, and auto glass. And this community has stood by them as well. Post Glass and Mirror is truly thankful for every opportunity to serve you. From that fogged window or chip in your windshield to custom storefronts and shower doors, no business can exist without customers. And at Post Glass and Mirror, they're beyond grateful for each and every one of you. So from Dan, Derek, and the Post Glass and Mirror family, thank you and warmest wishes for the Christmas season and the new year to come.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency. And we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490. Stop by the office or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
Building stronger kids, stronger families, and stronger communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley offering three full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week, and membership rates are among the lowest in the area. Find your community with group exercise classes, and the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their monthly Parents Night Out event, Family Fun Zone, and Child Watch Service. All free with your Y membership. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
We welcome you into the Post Glass Postgame Show, brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. They're now hiring for auto glass technicians, window installers, and in-shop repair technicians. Join the team today. Click on careers at postglassandmirror.com. We'll have your stats, highlights, and analysis. Head coach Adam Schilling joining us before too long as well. But Mark Maloney, this is just one of those games, again, against a good team. It was a rough time to have a cold shooting night.
Yes, I mean, they did a nice job moving the basketball around. Got some nice looks at the basket, just didn't fall. But again, I was pretty impressed with their ball handling out here. They had some nice crisp passes. They had a little streak there where they hit a couple of nice layups, finding the open guy underneath the basket. So that was nice. And again, you know, as the season goes on, we're towards the end of December here now. And I think the guys are looking pretty good right now. So.
And they certainly have tested themselves in non-conference play, and this is no difference here in this Ladysmith team. That's again, they left some meat on the bone on their season last year as they fell to Unity in a game that they really felt like they should have won. That would have put them in the sectionals last year. So this Ladysmith team. Nine seniors this year. They've played basketball together for a long time, not only at the JV and at varsity level, but also, as Coach Lehman told us in our pregame show, a lot of these guys play AU ball together, and you can just tell. Again, they're unselfish the way they look for one another. This is a very balanced basketball team, a talented basketball team that Ladysmith has. And you know what? If McDonald gets to the point where they get another shot at this team, it probably means they've had a pretty successful season.
Yes, and I think there was quite a few of them seniors probably that were on the football teams. I think Ladysmith football had a pretty decent year this year also. And that's typical of a athletic senior class, you know, where it rolls all the way through the season with the football into basketball into baseball. The kids are, you know, athletic enough, and with them seniors, it's always nice to have that leadership out there. And again, like you said, they've been playing together for quite a while. So, you know, hats off to Ladysmith, and, you know, hopefully we do get to see them again.
Well, McDonald and Ladysmith, both with a lot of different players, scoring 8 for the Mags and 7 for Ladysmith. Ladysmith was led by Braden Little, who again overcame some early foul trouble. Coach Lehman left him in the first half after he picked up 2 early fouls, and he rewarded his coach with a 16-point effort and, again, just some great defensive play. So Little, a team-high 16 points. Andrew Lehman, the only other Lumberjacks player in double figures with 11, then 8 for Timmy Meltz, their leading scorer, normally averages almost 21 per game, but 6 apiece for Manny Moore, Dane Prohaska, and Lewis Zimmer, and 5 for Ashton Clark. That's a lot of great contributions from the starting lineup and the bench for head coach Jason Lehman. On the other side, for McDonald, 8 different players scored. Cale Holm had a team and game high 18 points. He had 4 three-pointers in that game, 8 for Carson Galvez, and again, just a shame that Carson was never able to really get into his rhythm offensively because of that foul trouble. Otherwise, you figure he easily would have been in double digits as well. 5 points for Jordan Sikora tonight, 6 for Cooper Mittermeier, 5 for Eli Stepp, 4 for Grant Smisky, 2 for David Anderson, and 2 for Nathan Hazel. And we saw, foul trouble or not, that Coach Schilling goes to his bench a lot and with a lot of confidence here. Again, you've got Mason Bussey starting the game tonight. Sometimes he does, sometimes he doesn't. But you've got a big like that. But then you've got a guy like David Anderson that you can come in, and even though he doesn't have nearly the frame that Bussey does, he plays like a big as well with the way he rebounds. You've got a hustle player like Eli Stepp coming in off the bench. Grant Smisky, of course, a veteran point guard. You've just got a lot of really nice pieces. Nathan Hazel adding some height and some rebounding and offensive ability as well, too. So there's a lot of really nice pieces for this McDonald team, and it's just, I think, getting everybody to play in concert and put together a complete game, kind of like what we've been looking for from the Packers.
Yeah, yes, I agree. We commented early on that, you know, Coach Schilling, again, has a pretty deep bench and doesn't lose a whole lot there. And, again, Cale's got such a quick release on his three-pointers that it's tough to defend against. And when he's on and he's got that quick release, like he did tonight, he hit a couple right at the end there. You know, if he goes cold a little bit, he kind of shies away from shooting the three. I think they had some threes out there. Grant Smisky, I think, should have been shooting a little bit more from the three-point line. He's wide open. Again, that sense of urgency, you know, when you're down by 5-6 points and, you know, you got to kind of take that urgency and put the ball in the hoop, or at least try to. So, I'd like to see Grant shoot a little bit more because he's a good shooter and he's got a lot of looks from the three-point range. So, things to work on.
When you look at the last time these two teams played, McDonald out-rebounded Ladysmith by 13. Again, we don't have the final numbers on that, some early good work on the offensive glass for McDonald, but then Ladysmith getting some key offensive boards. And big-time difference in the last game is that McDonald went to the free throw line 21 times, made 15 of them. Ladysmith only shot 4 free throws the last time these two teams met, and that helped overcome the turnover differential because, again, the last time these two teams played, McDonald had 19 turnovers in that game to just 9 by Ladysmith, and we saw some of the same things again, too. And I think you mentioned the athletes that the Lumberjacks have. I think we see that again, too, that I mentioned this at halftime. It's not so much one-on-one taking the ball away from you. It's getting in those passing lanes and almost baiting you into some of these passes because they've got, again, some great length, some good athletes, and we saw time after time tipped passes, stolen passes from Ladysmith, and that's something a lot of times McDonald does to other teams and maybe got a little of their own medicine tonight at times.
Yeah. Again, those kids do a great job, and, just pure hustle out there for the McDonald boys on the defensive side. And, you know, when you come up against a team like Ladysmith, that's going to, you know, not take it laying down. They're going to come at you hard. So kind of made the McDonald boys work a little bit harder, but Ladysmith just kind of took some of those 50-50 balls away from us.
Head Coach Adam Schilling joins us now in the Post Glass postgame show, brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Again, McDonald falls on the road 58-50. They are now 3-4 on the season. This, of course, a non-conference game. Ladysmith at 5-1 on the season. And, Coach, this was a game you mentioned beforehand. hoping it'd shoot well, and there were streaks, but again, it seemed like maybe the colder streaks outnumbered the hot streaks tonight, and the offense, even though the looks were good, just shots weren't falling for quite a bit of the night tonight.
Yeah, I think, you know, when you're playing from behind consistently, it's hard to get easier looks at the basket, and they get off to a good start, and right away we're playing from behind, and that's tough to deal with. So thought we got some good looks. We had a good stretch there in the second half, but again, consistently on offense, we're just kind of struggling here.
Coach, we mentioned as well, too, Ladysmith's ability to use some of their athleticism, some of their length to I don't know if it's bait you into passes, but they certainly, again, you see the athletes they have out there with some of the turnovers they were able to generate. And after turning the ball over just seven times on Friday night, even though we don't have the final number, I'm guessing the turnovers were quite a bit higher than your staff would be comfortable with.
Yeah, we talked pregame and watched film, and, you know, that's one thing that stood out is they were very good at getting turnovers and scoring off those turnovers. So we knew we had to keep that under 10, and we almost had 10 at halftime, so it's disappointing.
What did you think defensively, again, against a team that had seven different players score? They're very balanced, very unselfish, veteran team with a lot of seniors that can contribute for them. How did you feel that the game went offensively and defensively?
Defensively, I think we've been pretty consistent. It's just the margin for error is not very big when we're struggling to put the ball in the basket. So offensively, we have to continue to try to improve, and then defensively build off the things we've been doing well. But I think the effort's there. It's just a matter of kind of execution and making sure everybody's doing what we need them to.
And what's the message for this team moving forward, Coach? Because, again, you're not always going to have nights where you hit 16 threes like you did on Friday night, but you got to be able to win games, I guess, ugly, so to speak, when the offense doesn't come as freely.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, we just need a guy or two to step up. You know, some of these guys are seniors, have been playing varsity for 3 years, and, you know, you look at their team, they got the same thing. They got a bunch of guys that play varsity since freshmen, and they knew when to step up when the game was on the line, and we got to get our guys to do the same thing.
Coach, we appreciate your time. Again, another tough non-conference test. The next time we'll see you on Saturday at Target Center, which should be a fun environment. I'm sure the guys are looking forward to that.
Great. Thank you guys for coming over. I appreciate it.
It's head coach Adam Schilling here on the Post Glass postgame show, brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. We'll take a minute break and be back to finish things up.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
Kicks it up on her. Blaine Lindstrom held
she
up.
Scores.
And she scores
on that.
Five-hole. Tried to go down low. And a shot that goes in. Chi High scores. It is Jackson LeMay puts the first goal in for the Cards this season on the power play.
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
Save smarter and grow your funds faster with a certificate from Royal Credit Union. Royal's 4.25% 9-month certificate has no minimum opening balance and a locked-in rate for a guaranteed return at maturity. Open a 4.25% APY 9-month certificate at any Royal office or online at rcu.org/certificate-saver. Early withdrawal penalties could reduce earnings and principal. APY accurate as of 12/5/24, insured by NCUA.
Welcome back to the Post Glass postgame show. As we finish up, Post Glass and Mirror for commercial or residential glass and recalibration of the advanced driver safety system after windshield replacement for any make and model, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls, postglassandmirror.com. McDonald Falls on the road to Ladysmith, 58-50. Here's how the second half sounded. Your highlights on WOGO Sports. McDonald down 8. You're on the... And working on Zimmer. Floats it back up top, Anderson. Anderson drops back to Cale Holm. He'll take a three left corner, book it. A sorely needed triple for McDonald. Lehman went up high, not able to get it. McDonald going for the alley-oop themselves, and a miss point blank, but David Anderson soars in, and high off the window, floats it in for two. Trailing 12, by 12 rather. Galvez driving baseline, out to Eli Stepp for three left corner, drained it. And that's a big make for the junior. Timmy Mounts just inside the right elbow, leans up with the right hand, no, rebound fought for, Eli Stepp pulls it down. McDonald now on the run, Stepp pushes ahead to Cooper Mittermeier, extra pass, Carson Galvez up and in for two from low on the left.
Nice ball.
And Braden, I believe, a standout wide receiver in football. Runner along the baseline, no for Lehman, somebody got a piece of that, Galvez ends up with the rebound. Valdez down the left side of the lane, scoops it to Nathan Hazel. Hazel crashes to the hoop for two.
Again, finding the open guy for easy layups. The Macs are really moving the ball well.
Seven with just over a minute left. McDonald down eight here on the road. Cale Holm, quick trigger on a three. Got another one. Right corner pocket three for Cale Holm. And that's how the second half sounded here on WOGO Sports. We'll get a podcast up later on at WOGO.com. A quick look at our WOGO Sports calendar tomorrow night. Greg Stewart and Connie Feedy on the call as it'll be CFM girls hockey at the Eau Claire Area Stars. Then Thursday night hockey as well. Chi High boys will take on Wausau West. Both of those 6:40 start here on 103.1 FM AM 680 and WOGO.com. Friday night, Chippewa Falls boys basketball against Hudson. Next time we'll see the McDonald's. Lady Macs will be on the 27th of December post-Christmas. We'll have a boys and girls doubleheader, or rather girls and boys doubleheader, both against Clear Lake and the Denny Laramie Holiday Classic. And the next time we'll see these McDonald boys, it'll be a fun one, as we mentioned, with Coach Schilling in Minneapolis at the Target Center, a 12:40 p.m. start here on 103.1 FM and WOGO.com, playing a very good Altoona team non-conference. Again, that'll be Matinee Max Basketball on the Saturday before Christmas, the 21st. Mark Maloney, final thoughts here. Again, as you saw part of this one, I appreciate you, again, pulling double duty, as always, reffing and then making the drive up here. But like you said, and even listening to some of those highlights, there's a lot of really good things going on for this McDonald team. And maybe it's just because I saw it with the Packers last night. But it's sort of similar to the green and gold, where you see all these talented pieces and say, man, if they ever just put it together with an entire complete game, a full consistency, whatever you want to call it, this team could be really, really good. And I think we see something similar in McDonald, too, that there's a lot of really nice pieces. And when they all, again, start clicking and working in harmony here, they could, again, be in for a very fine season.
I agree, you know, and it's like Coach Schilling said, he's kind of calling out some of them seniors to kind of step up a little bit. And, again, I kind of mentioned that I'd like to see Grant shooting the ball a little bit more. He's turning down, you know, some nice three-point shots. And, yeah, I guess if, you know, the three-pointers aren't falling, then you're kind of hesitant to shoot it. I know we see that in Cale quite a bit. But Cale's always going to shoot. You know, we always made fun of, you know, playing basketball in the playground or whatever. Is you got to shoot out of a slump. You know,
you gotta, so yeah,
just
shoot
keep
your way
shooting,
out of it.
You know, so... But a lot of the kids, they just kind of get, you know, they feel, you know, like they're letting the team down when they're shooting all the time and they're not falling. So, again, but, you know, these guys, they're great shooters with Eli and all of them. I mean, Carson and all those guys, they're great shooters. And, you know, one of these days, like you said, they're going to put it all together and they're going to – and then, but then they got to consistently keep it going.
And that's what we're looking for. And, again, the conference schedule does not get any easier. So McDonald hopefully will be well battle-tested as they get into the heart of the Western Clover Belt Conference slate. That'll do it for us here from Ladysmith. Again, thank you so much to our wonderful hosts, a beautiful gym here. And even though not quite the result McDonald is wanting, you never know when there could be another opportunity to play this team again. And it certainly would be an entertaining game, I am sure. For Carter Jagger, our producer and board operator, back at the WOGO studios in Halley, and Mark Maloney, I'm Caleb Swenson, saying goodnight from Ladysmith High School. Once again, your final score, the McDonald Macs fall to Ladysmith 58-50. This has been Chippewa Falls McDonald Boys Basketball, a presentation of WOGO Sports. Good night from Ladysmith.
WOGO.
McDonald Max Basketball at WOGO has been brought to you by Northwestern Bank, White City Glass, Toyce and Ford of Chippewa Falls, Johnson Roll-Off Service, TTM Technologies, by Quality Propane and Fuels, Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, Royal Credit Union, the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, Holly Bobby of Caldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors, the Check Law Office, Dave Check Attorney, and by Nicolay Bank, also by Post Glass and Mirror of Chippewa
Chippewa Falls, Kurth Heating and Cooling, Wynn Family Dentistry, Chippewa Auto Body and Service, Chippewa Valley Technical College, Ashley Construction, Peterson Volker Funeral Chapel, and Cremation Service. By Wiersgala Plumbing and Heating, Culver's of Lake Halley and Chippewa Falls, East Loken and Associates LLC Professional Land Surveying, Chippewa Valley Financial Services, and by Stelter Incorporated. Thanks for listening to McDonald Max Basketball on WOGO Sports. We now return to our regularly scheduled programming already in progress.
WOGO Max, your sports station.